Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, on a rainy February the 6th, 2009, here in the North Country. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, here on KQMS, News Talk 1400. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And I'm joined today by our producer, Frosty.
I like how you call it the North Country.
It is the North Country.
It is.
Well, you know what? We got to talk like North Country as opposed to the Flatlanders that keep trying to take our natural resources. You know, can we say Jeffersonian?
They suck down there.
They
I'm just
do.
Say it.
I know. You know what? You know, it's, and I have friends down there, and they don't suck personally, but a lot of people down there do. Hey, and of course, Soulmate here. How you doing, Linda?
Well, as you would say, I'm locked and loaded.
Oh, good. We're ready to rock and roll then.
You know, I always like to start off with something for the day, because if you turn on the TV, it's depressing across the news.
Very negative. Very negative.
It's like we're being sucked down a hole and there's no light. So we have a very special man in our studio today, and we're going to be talking about, oh, Haven Humane and animal rescue and laws and so on and so forth. But to start the day, I want to talk about somebody in the North State here in Reading, a man by the name of Tom Dussel, who has a store here that is called Happy Tales Barkery and Pet Supplies. And what he's doing, even though he sells to, you know, the fancy schmancy stuff, and that's where we probably can go get our rhinestone collars, he is doing a pet drive. I mean, he's obviously to open a pet store, I mean, a pet supply store, he has to be passionate about animals, he and his wife. So what he's doing, he's doing a food drive, and he's contacted several of the North State agencies, and he's going to be handing over the food next week. So I think he's on Bocelli there.
I think
and
so.
He's in next to, if I'm not mistaken, it's next to the boot store. And
well, the big thing is if you've got some, if you've got food you want to donate or anything like that, if you don't go straight to the shelter, Save Humane or others, that this man's doing a good thing. You know, it's another example.
Yeah, but what's happening is that people are, when they're losing their homes, they just are absolutely closing down. In other words, they're moving to an apartment, been foreclosed, they're leaving their pets behind. It's a tragedy. And he read some stories about it, and this man is doing what he can do individually. Hopefully today, through some of the stories, and we're taking your calls, 221-1402, we hope to inspire you to get involved.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about a couple of different things also today. But first, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, here on a rainy Friday on KQMS. News Talk 1400.
Bring it on. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. Hey, we love the fact that you listen, and guess what? I was corrected. I thought the Happy Tales was on Bocelli, but they are in Hartnell. Kelly's going to be looking that up real fast so I can give you the exact address. So you, as you're dispersing your dog food and how you want to be able to help the animals, we want to make sure you've got the right place.
It's 202 Hartnell Avenue.
Thank you.
202. All right. Okay, Rose, you got 30 seconds, so you got to keep it clean this time.
Morning, Glory.
Morning.
Got to have a treat, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Did you watch the game?
Yes.
Did your team win?
We didn't really have a team. We just like to watch the excitement of the game.
It was a big disappointment to me. I had a lot of money on the Orioles.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Hold on. You've got a beautiful man on there this morning. Do you know the difference between a dog and a cat?
What?
A dog says, "You feed me and take care of me. You must be a god." The cat says, "You feed me and take care of me. I must be a god."
There you go.
It's been fun. Got to run.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. John.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you this morning?
Very well. Right. Thank you, John.
Listen, I have got a little thing in my craw I want to get out.
Okay, that's what it's for.
And it's anecdotal, but I just took a trip down to the Bay Area. And I was in a big box department, our drugstore, pharmacy, and I was standing in line behind four illegal immigrants from Mexico who couldn't speak English, couldn't give their address in English, had a little plastic card that got all of their pharmaceuticals for free. They all rang up zero on the register. And they chitter-chattered back and forth and were laughing like hell. Excuse me. They were laughing, and mostly at us, for paying their bill. Now, street after street after street down there was impacted with more illegal aliens. And you can say, how do I know they were illegal? Because any time an authority drove up, they ran. The back of this state is getting broken. And the economics are just unbelievable in regards to what I'm talking about. I was at Stanford Hospital visiting a friend who was there having some procedure done, and I heard every language but English spoken. And the entire impaction of the area was people there getting free medical care. And I'm telling you, the situation, I don't have a clue what needs to be done. But if they don't get a handle on this illegal immigration, there's no way balanced budgets or anything else. Nothing's going to work.
Well, it's $9 billion a year. They figured it out. And the three big areas, of course, are the schools, where we're taking care of the children of illegals.
Right.
Medical, which has caused about 80, I forget if there's 80 hospitals and clinics have had to shut down because of that in the state of California. And then, of course, the prison system. And the only way you're going to get a hold of this is if our one-party legislature takes a good look at what's happening and shuts down the border.
Have to close the border down, we have to get rid of what's here now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm not sure that they've got the guts to do it.
I don't think so either,
they
Tom.
They are not the types to stand tall and shoot straight.
Oh, we're losing it.
Yeah, and I tell you, but you know what, and I think even though that the state of California, grew a little bit, it grew something like 42% of the people that came into our state last year were illegals. 42%.
I believe it.
And I mean, of the people that came in. So is it going to get any better, especially when you've got anchor babies? I mean, what is this thing where somebody comes in, an illegal comes in, has a baby, and then automatically that child is an American citizen, which means now is that they can come in because the child.
Anchor children.
Anchor children,
absolutely,
that's right.
Absolutely right.
And so, yes, this is
if
something
we
we've addressed.
If we don't get a handle on it, yeah, we're going to lose the country.
Well,
I'm not just being, the sky is falling. It really is.
Well, there's two things that define a country, a common language and a border. And right now we're losing that. John.
You know, that's another thing. If you can't speak English, you're not a citizen.
Yeah. But they seem to be able to vote. And you're right, though. Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
You bet. Okay, D.C., bailout. Hello, D.C.
Yeah.
You're on.
Quick, and what the previous caller said, they just passed a new law, and now we have to provide translators for medical, dental things.
Oh, yeah,
But anyway, that's like what I really called about was, just to show you that our lawmakers back in Washington, D.C., don't know what they're doing. Have you noticed every line item, $2 billion, $500 million, $40 billion, they're just guessing. I would like to see one line item where it was like $1 billion, $500 million, $325,000, so it actually looked like they actually tried to at least figure out what they needed instead of just throwing darts at a board and coming up with these crazy outlandish numbers.
Oh, no, you missed the part where Nancy Pelosi was running up and down the aisles of the House of Representatives saying, what do you want? What do you want? Anything you can think of. And so it's, I need, $40
million. I don't know if you watched the speech last night Obama gave to the Democrat congressman back in their resort in Virginia.
Oh, you mean the resort where they brought their families and had paid child care and the taxpayers picked up the bill? That one?
Yeah, but I don't know if you caught this. Obama's in so over his head, it's unbelievable. But he's actually making a joke about what the Republicans don't get. Spending is stimulus. What don't they understand?
Well, that's true.
I mean, this guy... Oh, it's scary how he elected somebody that's never had a job when he had to do anything. I mean, never mind. Don't get me going. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we love it when you're fired up, truly. We really do.
You know what? This is what this show is about. You know, this is it. But we do have a guest here, Dr. Ray Johns. We're going to get to him right after our break. This is Carl Lindabottom, Free Fire Radio, KQMS, News Talk 1400. welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest collection of tobacco products in the North State. Finest walk-in humidor in the North Country. Espresso Joe's to get you any kind of coffee you can imagine. Make it right there for you at reasonable prices. Bulk tea, bulk coffee. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Go visit them. Dr. Ray Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
This is really incredible. Thank you for being on. Now, at the break, we were talking a little bit about your... Can we tell our community, who knows your name, you're such a leader in the community, a little bit about your history?
Okay. I always start my history with the best thing I ever did in my life. I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Hoorah!
I did a tour in the Nam, and when I got out, I was going to be a police officer, and... I was going to be a police officer, and Maggie got a new job with a phone company, and her boss said, "What's your husband do?" And she said, "Well, he's a college student studying to be a police officer." He says, "No, he's not. He's going to start as a PE teacher in a Catholic school in San Francisco because we need him 2 days a week." And that was 1969, and I did that till 2003, was in Catholic education. And
wow.
I went in the first day and loved PE and then got into regular teaching and got tired of teaching because sergeants are bossy, so I became a principal at 32 and stayed that way till I retired and absolutely loved it, loved retirement for a week, and then went down to the mission to volunteer. And Pastor Dahl said, "You're the new academic director. You start Monday." So I stayed there 4 years, and then Sycamore School lost their principal to a superintendent. He said, "Could you finish the year for us?" So I did, and then I retired. And last June, I was sitting there just happy as a clam, finally made it to retirement. And I got a call from Haven Humane Society asking me to come fix it. So now I'm doing that for a living.
So how interesting.
So you're trying to fix Haven Humane.
I'm trying to help a great institution back on its feet.
That is beautifully said.
Yeah. So tell us about Haven Humane.
Haven Humane's been there 56 years, and it's an incredible organization. They provide animal regulation for the city of Reading, and then... we have a huge shelter where we take surrendered dogs, and we do dog training. We have a medical clinic, spay and neuter clinic. We did 4,893 neuters last year in spays. The organization had some personnel problems the past couple of years. You've all read about them, and they're good people. I always remind people there were 34 stayed behind that are doing really well, and I'm kind of getting them back in a new direction, giving them a little hope as we get ready for our 60th in 4 years.
Well,
cool.
You do now, dog training, huh? Does that mean like housebreaking?
Housebreaking, dog training. And we do a method called the clicker method that's really popular now, and it really makes a difference and get the dog to do what you would like the dog to do.
So. Oh, the dog doesn't have the clicker.
Yeah.
I think that's our problem.
Yeah. Maggie uses one on me. It works.
Earlier, we had a gal on. This is a beautiful story, quickly. Laura, mm-hmm. who does the Pet of the Week, and she is also on Channel 7 in the morning. I had one of the rescue dogs, and Gary Popejoy saw the dog, came in, because she does it on Kay Shasta and I think on Hank. And doesn't she even do it here?
Yeah. The dog actually saw Gary.
Oh. And he calls, and the dog is small. Gary had a dog, like a setter, last 2 years ago, and he calls his wife. And so when we came in, here was this dog in the lobby, and we knew it was a done deal. So you never know. You have to be open to, and it's a beautiful rescue. It's a beautiful rescue. Just happened. But we were talking about how some of these agencies in the county and the city sometimes butt heads. Explain to us what that's about.
Well, the great thing about not being from an animal background, I'm from a leadership background, is that I noticed there was a lot of territorialism. There was a lot of, we do this, we do that. And for instance, I was in one of our vehicles with one of my officers in regulation, and a county officer came by. And we were at the stop sign facing each other, and we drove by, and nobody waved. And I said, "Why didn't we just wave at that officer?" And he said, "Well, we don't really get along that well." And I said, "Well, can you tell me why?" And the officer said, "No." And I said, "It's been a long time, hasn't it?" So I proceeded to call for a meeting, went over to county, the shelter, walked in and said, "I don't know what happened, but I apologize. Can we get back on track?" And this wonderful lady, Myra, there, and I shook hands, and we've agreed our officers are going to meet, and we've agreed on mutual fire protection. I have two fire vehicles to go out and help. and we're not going to worry if it's county property or city. If something's
good.
Burning, we're going to be there.
Good.
And so I'm trying to get the rescue groups, another group that I really respect, another chance. Sandy Shelby and I have gotten together, and I just got her a big basket for the fur ball, and I'm hoping people support her. We've got to stop being so insular that only my group's the right group, and it's hard to do that.
Yeah. I tell you, we have to take a hard break here. When we come back, we want to talk about the fact is you're getting a lot of new animals because of what's happening in the economy and a few other things like that. So this is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on KQMS, News Talk 1400. Join us. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the North Country on KQMS, News Talk 1400. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert W. Logan, attorney at law. A man that fights in the streets for you. He's located at 1350 Placer Street. Specializes in bankruptcies, civil and criminal law. And Robert W. Logan will be here Thursday, the 12th of February, to be answering your questions on our show. Dr. John.
Hey, you know, we were talking again at the break, and could you explain to our listeners about why it's not good to... What do you call it when you
surrender?
Let's go into that.
You know, a lot of people now do two kinds of surrender. One surrender is a horrible way. They leave a dog off in Clear Creek or 273 and either wild game kill it or it's killed by cars. Every day my rescue teams pull dead dogs and cats off the road that have been let loose. And the other is, by law, we have to accept any animal that's brought to us. So what we do when people come to surrender, we start with the basic question: is there a reason you're surrendering? Well, you know, we're running out of money. We can't afford food. That's what this year-round food drive's about. I'm giving 200 or 300 pounds away a day. No questions asked. Come in. We'll feed your cat. We'll feed your dog. We'll give you kitty litter. We'll give you toys. We'll give you blankets. We'll do whatever we can that you can keep your pet. And that's kind of my job. I see myself as a recycler. You know.
Let's hear that loud and clear, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
That if you're in trouble, Haven Humane will give you food, toys, kitty litter, whatever you need in order to sustain your animal. You need to hear that before you just go, can't do it anymore. There is help.
Yeah, and then when you do surrender, then the odds are, you know, I'm going to try my very best to get your dog out to another family, but a lot of times it doesn't happen.
But let's talk about the people who come daily and tag the animals, get them into their rescue groups.
Yeah, people like Laura, who's already on this morning. Laura comes every day, and she looks for small dogs. That's her specialty. We've got the Yellow Lab Retriever people. We have the police. We just got a dog down in Sutter County that look for dogs that have the ability to bomb sniff or be trained for that. So we try to let the groups know, hey, I've got a dog horse, a dog, you know, that works with horses,
right.
All those kind of things. We get the word out as fast as we can. And that's what we're asking people to do. If they have a need, let us know, and when we get one, we'll call them.
Right. Take a caller.
Carol, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little story and a suggestion. I stopped in Haven Humane one day. I was in the neighborhood. They had a little 3 or 4 pound chihuahua that I asked about, and they said, we've got to put her to sleep. She's a biter. Well, I could tell by looking at the little dog that she'd been well cared for, scared plumb to death. Anyway, I said to him, I said, well, I think I'm big enough to take care of that. Nope, we got to put her to sleep. She's a biter. They said, it's a liability thing. And I said, well, I understand that. My thing is, my suggestion is, every one of them dogs could be a possible biter. They need to have everybody sign a waiver saying that they're not responsible if they take the dog home and it bites them. That might help. And my other problem is, I live in the county. I don't have a fenced yard. You have to have a fenced yard to adopt one of them dogs. So if they would relax their rules a little bit, maybe they could adopt more out. We're on 4-acre minimums out here. Nobody has a fenced yard. But I don't qualify because I don't have a fenced yard.
That's a good point, Carol.
Dr. John?
Well, I try to answer both questions.
Thank you, Carol.
Every dog is temperament tested, and it's a long test that takes two dog trainers to do it. Some dogs have been trained to be vicious and bite and attack, and they're called black dogs. And a lot of them have been so bad that they're actually vicious. And Myra from County Shelter told me when I first started, she said, Ray, just ask yourself the question, when you let that dog out to a family, would you want your granddaughter in front of that dog tonight? And that's the question we have to make on a vicious dog or not.
What about a Chihuahua?
Now, on the Chihuahua, Chihuahuas can be particularly vicious. I don't know in this particular situation because I know recently we had a Chihuahua we had a staff member take home, so I'm not sure what the story is. The fenced issue, that's an easy answer. We have too many animals in this county running all over the place, getting killed every single day and attacking other dogs and all that. And as a humane society, I can't let an animal go out that's going to get hurt or hurt someone. And it's not a liability issue. It's if you want an animal, you have a responsibility to care for it appropriately with a kennel and with a fenced unit. It doesn't have to fence the 4 acres, fence a part of your yard. But animals cannot run free. The stuff I see every day when my officers bring in last week, a killed cat by a loose dog, a dog with its leg pulled off by another, it's ridiculous. And so you've got to be sane, responsible owners if you want a dog from us.
Well, great. If you we have Dr. Ray John with us in the studio right now. If you have any questions whatsoever, 221-1402. Now, you're having a year-round pet food drive in the Haven Lobby.
Correct.
And the number is 241-1653.
Correct.
If you have any questions regarding
anything about Haven Humane, you want to talk to me. Okay. If you want to take a tour, a lot of people haven't been in the building. It's I was surprised. I'd never been in there in my life till it took over as the CEO. And it's an older complex, but it's totally sanitary, clean, nice, good people in there. I welcome people to come down and visit us.
We've been getting a lot of things in the news regarding animals that through our economy that are being left behind. What percentage would you say are you seeing weekly?
We get surrenders alone, we get 50, maybe 60 a month. It's just people just walk in and give up. We get we'll come to work and there'll be an animal tied to the fence, an animal throwed into the park area there. Oh. And then we get a lot of these running free animals all over the place that we, by law, take in. So we take in strays. So it never slows down. And then, Linda, the hardest part is to get it in, get my volunteers to clean it, groom the thing, to give the dog a little temperament test, make sure it's going to be okay with kids or with family, try to walk it, get it some exercise, and then try to sell that dog. And so it's an incredible amount of work to go to try to get them back out in the public.
Yeah. And typically, what does it cost to adopt a dog and or a cat?
A cat is $70 and a dog's $100. I spend $395 on every single animal, you know, with their parvo testing, the rabies shots. I microchip them, and if most people would microchip, it would save me hours because the microchip tells me your name and address, and I can get them right back to you. So I spend $395 and charge $100. So I'm not a good businessman, but we are, you know,
that's
doing
part of
a pretty good deal.
The community. Yeah. Should we take a caller?
Sure. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, you all.
Morning.
Say, I've got an idea. Have you ever thought about having field trips for these elementary students and having them visit the Humane building there and make them aware of dogs, how to take care of dogs, and that sort of thing?
And then give every one of them a dog on its way out.
Yeah, yeah, right. The kids, they would go home and tell the parents, hey, I want a pet, a dog.
Yeah. Sir, two things. I had 7th and 8th grade from Sacred Heart School 2 weeks ago come spend a lot of time with me. I'm inviting schools to come in,
Good. See
what we do, how we do it. And then I've got Camp Love a Pet coming June and August, and it's where 2 week sessions where kids from the ages 10 to 15, they train our shelter dogs, and on their graduation, they hand the dog over to the new owner. So it's really
exciting.
Hey,
Paul,
fabulous. Thanks
a whole lot for your phone call.
You bet.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bob, Free Fire Radio. People on the phone lines will get to you as soon as we get back from these messages.
Unexplained. I'm George Norrie, inviting you to join me for Coast to Coast AM every night on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS 1400. New Image Studio, 2655 Park Marina Drive, our photographers of choice. You know, Valentine's is next weekend. Can you believe it? So we would suggest if you're looking for something to do, head out to Vintner Cellar. We're on the 13th and 14th. Dan and Julia will be photographing couples and printing on site so that they can take home a portrait with them that night. Put it on a wine bottle or whatever you want to do. It's affordable, fast, and let me tell you something. They are fabulous. Go to the phones.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're fine. Thanks for calling.
Good. Listen, I'd like to say that it's real easy to sit back on the outside and criticize what organizations like Haven Humane does. But I'll tell you, you should go down there and spend a day following these people around, walking, watching the garbage that they have to pick up after with the people who force this upon them. It is an ugly, ugly job. And
well, I think you're 100% right.
Those people ought to be commended for spending 5 days a week or 6 days a week down there doing it. It's just not a pretty sight. I've rescued a lot of animals, and for everyone who has a story that's maybe not the best for Haven, I can come up with 10 that are absolutely awesome. So, and the other reality is that, unfortunately, we have developed a society where we can't save them all. You know, we have millions and millions of unwanted animals. We've abused so many of them and created so many problems. You know, you can save one once in a while, and I've done it more than once, but the sad reality is you just can't simply save them all.
Well, you know, it's there's an old saying from Theodore Roosevelt, you know, it's not the man who sits in the sidelines and points at the person in the arena about how much better they should do, you know. It's the man in the arena who's there, who's working, who's trying to make a difference. That's what counts.
Well, and I've been down there and watched, I mean, the sadness and the grief and the reality that those people have to work with on a daily basis. They're better than I am because I couldn't do it. I couldn't be down there 5 days a week. It's all I can do to walk through the kennels once in a while. But, you know, they do an awesome job with the burden that they've been placed upon them, and they should be commended for it.
And they save a lot more than the national average right here.
Well, and, you know, they save ones that all we as the general public have to do is be responsible. You know, you can't just go out and drop a cat off somewhere and think, okay, well, it's going to be okay, because in 7 years that cat's going to create another 40,000 cats.
Wow.
And who's going to feed those 40,000 cats?
Yep.
That's a good statistic
right
to throw on us. Thank you for your call, Chris.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Now, you have a statistic as far as the euthanizing of the dogs here in Shasta County is down compared to the national average.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. The national average is actually at 50%, and we've been at about 20% now. And that's because of the rescue people and all the people trying to get these people into families. So I think that's been outstanding. You know, euthanasia is something that does happen. I mean, if an animal is sick, ailing, hurt, or finally, sadly, gets kennel crazy, and we can't get it out there, then we humanely put it down. It's the right thing to do, and those who have groups that don't, we applaud that, and we've got plenty for them too,
right,
if they can help us.
So. Right. Now, February spay and neuter month, and understandably, your facility does spay and neutering, Haven Humane, all year round. But if you go to 241-1653, the folks are standing by there right now from Haven Humane to tell you where you can go to different facilities and veterinarian clinics, correct?
Right. Almost all the clinics in town are participating in some kind of a discount for February spay and neuter month. The city of Reading is actually, when you go to get a license, is giving you a coupon discount. The county's giving coupon discounts. So every animal group is involved in this. I'll be back at my shop about 9:30, and I'll make sure I have a copy of this to everybody so
great
that you can call. Thank you.
Well, we really appreciate you being here today, Dr. Johns.
It's been an honor.
And if there's anything, we're going to put you all, have your site on our website so people can go there.
Freefireradio.com.
Freefireradio.com. And, of course, we haven't mentioned today is that we are being streamed right now on KQMS, so you don't have to stand by your radio. You could be at work, so all you people that are at work and you're missing us, you can listen to us on the computer at work and just, you know, say it's part of being in your community. Right. When you're doing that at work.
And we're
going to
see you tomorrow night.
Right.
You are going to be the auctioneer for the, tell us quickly.
Shasta Women's Refuge. The executive director happens to be my wife of 40 years, Maggie John, and it's going to be a huge event at Shasta Fairgrounds.
Crab Fee tomorrow night. Yeah. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. John. Okay, let's just call Linda Bodd here on Free Fire Radio on KQMS, News Talk 1400. Join us on the other side. Now, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's getting to be Valentine's Day pretty soon, and I know where I'm heading. I'm going to go down there. He's got every bauble that Linda could possibly want. Good prices, great stuff, and he'll make a deal with you. Hey, we've got like 4.5 minutes left, and we're going to go on to a couple other things like, looks like we have another $3 million deficit here in the city. We're talking about furloughs, possible furloughs, mandatory. As you know, the state of California has got 200,000 state government employees who are expected to be home without pay today, including the people at the Department of Motor Vehicles and the Department of Consumer Affairs. So if you were planning on going down and getting a license, don't get it today. They are not going to be there.
Is that from now on?
I think it's two Fridays a month
that they've got to do that.
But hey, we've got a $3 million deficit right here in River City. And Kurt Starman is saying, unless some people are going to make some, adjustments through the unions or, unpaid work furloughs, an elimination of future raises, we're going to have layoffs here big time. Okay, this is the second. If you remember the last time when we talked about it, we lost firemen, policemen. We lost money into the cities or into the streets. What's going to happen this $3 million? And I have heard this isn't going to be the other one. And, in fact, when Kurt Starman was on here on our show last month, he mentioned that there's going to be more. And this is just the first one. I think what you're going to see is there's going to be another report of a deficit here in River City, here in Redding.
Oh, every time you turn on the TV, it's about our country. And how much money is, like I said, so what do we do about this?
Well, I think what we've got to do is we've got to take a good look at two things. One, how do we make cuts that are smart? You know, as you would in your house, what do you cut out in your house? Do you cut out cable TV or do you cut out money to heat your house? All right, so you may cut back on your number of cable stations, or you may go to the rabbit ears. Unfortunately, with the rabbit ears, they're switching those over to digital, and, you know, if you don't have the converter box, you can't watch TV.
Obsolete.
I tell you what, that's, that's something else, too, that just kind of gets to you. But you know what, you know, and here's Chung, by the way, Mr. Chung, who is the state comptroller, who has been telling us, hey, things are bad, things are bad, things are bad. Well, it appears that Mr. Chung just went out and ordered $2 million worth of new furniture. For his people, 550 sets. Anyway, I tell you what. What are you going to do?
I guess I just don't understand the timing of that. I mean, if we're in trouble and you order new furniture, don't you think that...
Don't you think you should be fired? Don't you think there should be, like, people marching on Sacramento with pitchforks and torches saying, kill the monster? Oh, no, that was that book, Frankenstein. Well, it's kind of like what our government has turned into. Our government has turned into a living and breathing entity made up of parts, you know, just parts from all around this state. But the brain, I'm not sure the brain, you know, I think it's just like out of that movie. And it said, the normal brain, bring me a normal brain. Well, it's normal, but her first name was Abby Normal Brain. Of what they're doing. We still, day 94, people are being sent home from work. We still don't have a budget. And what are we getting from our leadership that we elected? Well, I tell you what, the state of Jefferson is getting looking better every day.
It's Friday. Let's send out a positive note.
Okay, the positive note is this. Somebody called in and while we were waiting, and it said, you know, we're talking about the stimulus package, which is really a spending package, which, of course, is what a stimulus package means. What happened to the second half of the stimulus money that Bush had, the $350 billion, and that was passed to Obama? Why wasn't that used? Or if it was used,
where did it go?
Where did it go? Well, we don't know where the first $350 billion went, so why would we care about where the other $350 billion went? Okay, good news. Crab feed tomorrow night. The raining, so it means we won't be have a, maybe this will help beginning of a long time rain. But this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Our website's freefireradio.com, and we're on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest on Monday will be Dave Keogh, County Supervisor. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?